known for making gangster niggas talk real sweet. He can't help it, he ain't never had no real gushy. Wait, water on his face, yeah, he drippy drippy. I call this the introduction.
You're now listening to Loose Lips.
You're listening to Loose Lips.
And you're listening to Loose Lips.
Make sure you stay in line, cause I'm known for popping shit. Ask about me in the town, pull up and work a bitch. Pull up and hit a bitch.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Loose Lips with your girls. I'm Jazzy.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tati.
Please be sure that you're following our social media pages at Loose Lips PC on Instagram and Twitter. If you have a BGW, a question, or a listener letter, please send them to us by DM or email, which is looselipspc@gmail.com. And please make sure right now that you're hitting that subscribe button and you are rating and reviewing us. And yeah, let's get to the show.
The way you just said button,
subscribe. How did I say it?
That subscribe button. Bitch, guess what?
Listen.
What? So it's not anything as crazy as last week, but I just felt like it would be like a story that everyone could identify with. For the second time now, I've seen like a neighbor. Like, of course, since I've seen him like around the apartment complex, you know, I know that he lives here. So like the first time I saw him in the office and he was trying to figure out how to get his packages because we have this new package system where our packages are put in a room and then they give you, the room is locked and they give you a code to get in. So it's super complicated and there's been like a lot of issues with it and like a lot of tenants are upset. And so I'm pretty much the one that always goes and gets the mail. So I saw him then. And then I saw him yesterday. I was going to go get the mail and he was like getting on the elevator at the same time as me. And he made a joke and he was like, I always see you, you know, leaving from the office and getting mail. And I was like, yeah, I know. That's like how we always see each other. So I started telling him about how the difficulties with the packages that I was holding in my hands, because one of the packages my mom actually sent to me and it was delivered on Saturday. And they never sent me a code, so I didn't get it till Tuesday. So that's kind of one of the things that's been like, your package will be in this room, and so you don't have access to it, and they won't unlock the door. Mm. So luckily, I was only able to get the package my mom sent me because I had another package that I did get a code for. So when I went in there to get that package, I just grabbed my other one too, because they're not in lockers or anything. It's just a big open room. So anyways, so I was telling him about that and he was like, yeah, that's why I just left from being mad at them. He was like, I have like 3 Nike packages that are lost. So we're both just, you know, super irritated. So I asked him, I said, what do you do? Because I said, every time I see you, it's like in the middle of the business day. And so he was like, I play pro basketball. And I was like, okay. And then he got off the elevator and like, oh, he was like, do you have Instagram? And I was like, yeah. And so he took my phone. He followed himself on Instagram. So he gets off the elevator. The elevator shuts. I was on the phone with my mama the whole time. So my mom's like, who is that? I'm like, nothing. Just like a neighbor that I see often. So I go back upstairs. I'm still talking on the phone with my mama. And then he starts liking like all my pictures. Like I think he liked like 12 pictures. And then he even commented on one of my pictures. And I was just like.
What'd he say?
He like put the eyes. He put like 3 like wide eye emojis.
Every nigga's favorite thing.
Right.
Yeah. And so he did that. And then, so this is where everything went wrong. And this is kind of like my bitch, guess what? Because then he hit my DMs and he said, don't be a stranger, neighbor, LOL. And so I wasn't going to respond at all just because I'm totally just not, it's not even him. I'm just in a place right now where I'm just not interested in any man at all. Like I'm just, you know, I just want to be by myself.
Chilling.
You ever gotten that mood? Yeah. Yeah. And so, but I'm like, okay, I'm sure I'll see him again because we've already seen each other multiple times already. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, and I think that's rude, you know, to just ignore someone. So I'm like, I said, same to you, you know, I'm sure we'll meet again because we've met multiple times before. So then he says, that's on you. How about you text me, send me his number, and then says, so we can get to know one another. And so I'm just like, see, and this is exactly why I don't feel like dealing with no niggas because A, how entitled are you to say that's on you and just send me your, like, you need right. to come at me if you're going to come, you need to come correct. And you need to come respectfully. I don't like niggas like that. And just because you play pro basketball and just because you got 43,900 followers on Instagram and just
you know the exact number.
Yeah, and just because, you know, you got your little Dodge Challenger, got the Rams on it and whatnot, you got your Balenciagas on your photo, like, that's all fine and dandy, but that doesn't mean that you can't come to me, you know, in a respectful manner. And it's like, I just feel like you can always tell what a man is looking for by the way he talks to you. And that just mm-hmm. shows, like, you're not looking for nothing but, you know what something I mean?
Relation.
Yeah, you have something exactly. to do. And then you feel like it's going to be convenient because I'm your neighbor, so all I got to do is right. come down to floor two. And I just was like, yeah, no. So I left him on red then, and I didn't respond. I have no plans to respond. And if I do see him again, if he does ask me why I didn't reach back out to him, I'm going to say, like, I don't like the way you came at me. Like, I have too much love and respect for myself to just deal with any old nigga. And that's how you approached me. And I think that men need to start understanding that. And I don't know if it's because they get so many women that don't give a fuck, but not me. Like, you're just not going to do that. So
I cannot leave people on read.
On red?
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, I can with no problem.
I can.
I know.
I have no choice.
My red receipts are on and I give no fucks. Like, I'm very nonchalant in that way. But yes, I just thought that'd be a good discussion topic. Like, you know, have y'all ever had somebody just come at y'all like in a way where you were like, dude, I'm not even responding to you? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of these niggas come at people like that, and it's just like, okay, first of all, why do you think I just want to text you anyway?
Right.
And I just don't like the fact
I'm not that, with that texting.
Yeah, I just don't like the fact that when we were on the elevator, like, you did all these additional steps, like, and I hate liking all my pictures. Don't do that shit. So that's right. It just seems so, like,
because that makes, like, it come off more superficial. Like, you waited until you got on my Instagram, which of course mm-hmm. my Instagram are going to be perfect photos. They're going to be photos that I take it, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was looking natural as fuck on the elevator. I'm carrying two heavy ass packages. I was sweating. Like, it was like two big boxes. I'm on the phone with my mama. And then, like, I was trying to talk to him and she was talking in my ear. So I'm like, mama, hold on. Like, I'm being, you know what I mean? It was just very organic. No, for real, because y'all don't understand my mama. But it was like very organic in that way. And you didn't even hit me and say, hey, like, we should go chill by the pool one day or something like that. Like, oh, well, that's up to you. Like, text me. Like, and I'm sure he's used to bitches texting him because
throwing themselves
because,
in
like
him.
I said,
don't be trying to play hard to get, nigga.
Because, like I said, that's I'm sure right. that those 43,000 followers on Instagram have him entitled. But what he don't understand is that Ashley Lachey Proctor don't care about that. I don't care. I don't care about your Balenciagas. I have my own. Well, I don't, but y'all know what I mean. I can buy my own. Like, that shit don't impress me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit
I don't even think me either.
That don't impress me.
I don't think it's a matter of playing hard to get. I think it's just a matter of him being an asshole and thinking that every girl is like supposed to throw themselves at his feet because he's a pro basketball player.
Right. And
like, he has a big head.
He's entitled. Yes, he's very entitled when it comes to women. And he thinks that he's the catch. And those are the type of men that I don't like, because you need to understand that you're going to be pursuing me. You're going to be, you know, courting me and dating me. Like, that's the type of thing that I'm looking for. I'm not looking for nothing you have to offer. So you can keep it pushing, sir. Thanks for the likes and thanks for the comment. Hopefully I show up on some of your 43,000 followers explore page. I don't know.
Maybe.
In all hopes.
Well, are y'all ready to get into the tittle tattle?
Yes. They do it.
So, Beyonce and Rihanna, they both covered Vogue, which is a big deal. Beyonce covered the American September issue, and Rihanna covered the big, Lord, the British big fashion issue. So, those pictures were beautiful, and they were almost similar with the flowers around their faces.
Yeah, like, the aesthetic was definitely similar, but I'm just so excited to see these women on these covers. Rihanna looked great, per usual. Beyonce looked great. And apparently, the September issue is the biggest issue in the American Vogue. I'm not too sure about the British Vogue, but I think that's awesome. And I just loved Rihanna. And it's annoying me because people are like, those eyebrows are trash. I'm like, y'all just don't understand the fucking vision.
Yes, like, it's an avant-garde
vision. I'm like, y'all just don't understand. But they look
Like, the clothes with that makeup was just gorgeous to
but
me.
That's what happens when people are so fucking simple minded. They
yes.
don't have culture.
Like when you don't fucking culture.
I was gonna say when you have no culture, when you've never read a book, when you've never, you know,
even picked up a magazine.
Yeah, when you've never got to understand other cultures and ethnicities, and you know, like explore
our history
outside of what the fuck you see every day. Exactly. Like, of course you're gonna think like that, and that's very ignorant of you. Like, that's just stupid. Obviously, it's art. It's artistic. It's more than what meets the eye. It's abstract. It makes you think beyond. Like,
yes, it was.
Ain't no bitch just walking out here with those type of eyebrows. So
exactly.
Obviously, it was intentional.
Right.
Like, that's so stupid.
And then it was so dope because Beyonce was like a natural aesthetic, and then you had Rihanna with this like grungy, androgynous look to me. So that was nice. But 'tis the season to black beauties on magazine covers because Lupita Nyong'o, she was on Porter Magazine. Issa Rae was in Ebony Magazine. What is her name? Yara Shahidi.
She
recently graced
the
magazine. So that's dope. I love seeing all of that.
That is pretty lit. Speaking of Issa Rae, don't forget y'all. Insecure comes on Sunday.
Cannot wait.
Y'all know you can get a year long subscription of Vogue for $10. I was like,
really?
Yes. I'm like, sure.
Okay, this would be such a prestigious magazine. You can get out 12 issues for $10. Like,
I have Essence magazine sent to my house every month.
I wonder where they're.
Me and Ashley had Vogue magazines coming to our house and we kept them.
Yeah, I keep them. I lay them out on my little bookshelf.
Yep. Well, ours are like on our little table, but I'm like, for this to be such a prestigious magazine, $10? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that price is about, because in the stores they're like $5.99 an issue.
Yeah. Super expensive.
But did you all see that video with Kim and Kourtney arguing on Keeping Up with the Kardashians that went viral?
Girl, yes. I just don't like to talk about them.
We do talk about them a lot. But I feel like it's more of a
laugh like every time
them situation.
Yeah, but it's just like, you bitches. And then y'all got on Twitter and started doing all this extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay. Y'all do way too much. Are the ratings down? Like, what's going on?
Possibly. I feel like this was all a ruse.
Yeah,
but it was
hilarious.
Because Kim's ass was looking orange as hell. My girl, why you look so orange?
Yeah, she definitely looked like a... Yeah, she looked like an orange potato.
I don't understand why people... Okay, I have a sister and we, like, argue all the time. But people are on social media saying things like... Oh my God, like this argument was horrible. Kim was the worst person ever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, hell, me and my sister, we done came to blows several times throughout our lifetime. So I don't understand what this big deal is. Like they yell and cuss at each other. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see what the big deal is either. And I really like Kourtney. She's so nonchalant.
Girl.
So monotone.
So Kim's going to say something like, and you're not that interesting to look at. Like, you're the least interesting to look at. And people went off. Like, she's the only natural one, so you need to stop. Like, people were upset about that.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, bitch, least interesting. I'm the most interesting because everything on my fucking body's real.
And how about the fact that the only reason why you might be more interesting to look at is because you always posting your naked ass body.
And
like,
coochie.
Be having no clothes on. And having North take photos of you. So, yeah. I mean, that is pretty interesting to look at. Like, what the... A 4-year-old taking a picture of a butt-naked ass mama? Like, what the fuck? Girl, you be doing some really weird shit. Like, laying, like, in the bed awkwardly.
Yes.
With
those memes have been
Yeezys on and a swimsuit. Like, come on. That is pretty interesting to look at. Because
stupid.
You just look retarded. Like, every time you're just, like, posting something naked.
But Kim must have got some balls being with Kanye West black ass, because back in the day, never had screaming matches like this.
Oh no, Kim has put her, I don't know if you've watched Kim, but Kim has put her hands on them before when they've gotten into it. Like,
yeah, I've seen
her
like
purse
that's it. Like, it wasn't, the way she was talking was like she had some black in her, low key.
One time she punched Courtney.
Nah, let's not give her that.
Like, she punched Kourtney that one time. Like, they don't, they be, but I don't know. I'm just, I think that what Courtney was saying was true. I think she was like, I'm not here to do photo shoots all day. Like, that stuff is not important to me. Because she's been saying that for a while. Like, if y'all notice, Courtney don't really have her own type of thing. Like,
no
she
business.
Got famous. Yeah, she got famous off of her sisters and, like, doing deals with them and things like that. And I don't think those things are important to her. And that's kind of why she is not on her enhancement shit and dating Black men and, you know, doing all of that stuff like that they do for attention. Like, she's not a Courtney, a Kim, or a Kylie. I think that Courtney and Kendall are similar, to, like, synonymous to each other in the way that, you know, they live their lives, but they're not living their lives, like, for attention. Like, everything that Courtney...
Yeah, they're not too much in the spotlight. Like, they're in the spotlight, but they're not,
but
like...
But they don't do things for attention. Kylie does things for attention. Kim, why else would you post your body like that unless you wanted attention? I love my body as much as the next person, but I just don't feel comfortable posting it for the world to see like that. You know? So, but, I mean, yeah, for attention, of course. So, I think Courtney did, like, she was like, being a mom is more important to me. Like, I don't want to just have my nannies raising my kids. Like, Kim, you be with your kids when it looks good, when it's for the optics. Like, that's how it comes off to me.
I'm sorry, but if I was ever to get rich in Jesus' name, I would definitely, hire a nanny, because that's a lot. And I see, like, a lot of mothers out here struggling. Raising their child alone. I mean, God, please grant me a husband, of course, but it's just still, like, I feel like a nanny sometimes seems very necessary.
I think a nanny is necessary, too. Like, when you have things to do around the house, and it's like, okay, I have so much shit to do, but I also have to take care, like, watch these kids, so why not, like, have somebody come here so I could do what I need to do without disruption? I don't have kids, but I definitely feel like I would probably have a nanny, too. But I don't need no nanny bitch sleeping with my husband.
That's true. All. Maybe get like an old, ugly one or something.
No, because the old ones are mean.
Yes, I'll beat a bitch ass if they get my child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my nanny definitely not about to be cuter than me.
Definitely not.
I need her to have a couple hairs on her chin.
In a big ass mole. A
little mustache. If she, y'all remember what Martin's mama looked like on Martin? That's what she needs to look like.
I'm like one of those rare breeds that really never watched Martin. Like, I literally only remember one episode. And that's when Gina got her head stuck between the bed rail.
Girl, that's like one of the very first episodes.
That's the only one that I can remember. Like, I don't remember any others. I never really paid attention to that show.
You know how people don't really know? You know how people don't know anything? Well, not know anything, but they're, like, not familiar with something, but they always hear about it, so they always repeat that one. That's that Martin episode that people repeat, because they don't know.
I was too busy watching Sex and the City. That's what I can binge watch over and over again.
See, Martin is iconic.
I'm sure. I'm going to have to get up on this wave. Everybody talks about it being funny.
BET always has, like, late night...
Yeah, it comes on all the time.
Like
Monday through Sunday.
I don't have cable. I have like the Roku. Like the Roku and the Fire Stick. So that's like how I watch stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we don't have cable either. We just use Sling, but
yeah, like I watch it on there too. But I will say, did y'all see Slim Thug talk about Sierra and Russell Wilson's marriage?
This nigga with 10 kids by 18 different women has the fucking audacity to say anything. Do you have a wife, sir?
I just thought it was rude. Like, why are you speaking on their marriage? But for context, he believes that their marriage is fake and that Russell is corny and she really likes men like Future, which I totally disagree with. I think she did used to like men like Future, but she learned a lesson.
Yeah, and then she ran into Russell.
Right, she learned a lesson. Say, she just, you know, she figured out what a good man looks like.
Exactly.
And I think that bitches always fall for the nigga who hurts them, who does stupid shit. Who, you know what I mean? Like, they always fall for that first. And then after a while, they realize, okay, I'm a dumbass. This is stupid. I keep doing the same thing. And then they elevate and evolve. And then they find a guy that's totally opposite and totally different. And they live happily ever after. Yeah. And that's what she did.
I don't even think he's corny,
but niggas
though.
Be hating.
And he's definitely hating. Like, worry about your own situation. Yeah. Why are you speaking on them?
I mean, I do think Russell is corny, but that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think he's corny. I just think he's a good man. Like, he's not on this, you know, chains and, you know, wearing, I guess, urban streetwear. Like, he don't care about that stuff. He cares about playing like football, trying to obtain an NFL contract so he can own a team, loving his family and taking care of his, you know, wife and family. Like, those are things that are important to him. That's a real man. That's a mature man. Future, on the other hand, is telling bitches he good love all the time.
I don't, like I said, I don't see it in a negative way. I like corny men. And I do think that, like, he's more on, like, the cornier, cheesier side. He's not, like, that nigga or, you know what I mean? Like,
he's, I don't think he's a nigga. I think he's a man. But I know what you mean. Right. Like, there are corny guys, but I just don't think he's particularly corny. He's just a normal, good man.
Yeah, I just think he's not a, like, exactly what you said. I don't think he's a hood nigga, like a typical nigga. Yeah. He's just a, yeah, like,
okay, let me give some grown man shit.
Let me give you an example of why I think this man is corny. His Instagram name is Dangerous Wilson. Like, that's like corny and cheesy to me.
That comes from his football name. Like, that's a nickname. Mm. I've seen worse Instagram names.
I know. I'm just saying. It's just like a little, I don't know. Like I said, it's not a bad thing.
Maybe that was his first Instagram name.
I'm not using it.
But apparently Slim Thug has a daughter, like not a daughter, but a kid with his cousin.
What? Now, black people and incest do not go together. Now, what is going on?
That's what I'm saying. So I wonder if it's like some shit where he didn't know that that was his cousin.
That's what happens when your daddy is out here ripping and running, being a rolling stone, and not telling you who your family is.
Yeah, and you just don't know. Because these niggas got too many kids.
Yeah, that's an awful situation. That almost happened to my aunt and my uncle and their brother and sister. Almost. But they literally dated, but they never, like, kissed or had sex or anything. Because she brought him home one day, and then her mother was like, oh, this is your brother. Like, I know. They didn't live like my uncle didn't live with my mom and sisters. So they really didn't see him. So when he grew up, they didn't know who he was. But we get into family dynamics today. So I guess I can explain later. But yeah. Okay. That's what happened.
What? Wow, that's interesting.
Yes.
So you would have came out. So you possibly could have came out with, like, what are those like diseases?
Oh, that's not me. That's my aunt and my uncle. That has nothing to do with my mother.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you was going to have a Down syndrome or something.
Girl, birth defect.
Okay, you guys. So,
Tati is so politically correct all the time.
I don't think so. I just want to be aware. But, so, y'all know how Sanaa Lathan has shaved her head. What was that? Like a year ago? So, I'm assuming it's for this movie that she has out that comes on Netflix called Napoli Ever After. So, I don't know how I feel. Did you guys see
the trailer? I saw the trailer and loved it. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I loved it so much. It just reminded me of me sitting in the bathroom, taking clippers to my head and cutting off my hair. Like, it's so freeing to cut your hair. I think every woman should just cut their hair one time and just see. Because hair is just hair. Like,
do you really feel like...
Nah, hair is just hair. It'll always grow.
Do you really feel
back.
Like that gives you some type of liberation?
Definitely. I be around here, out in the suburbs. I even went out, like, a few times, like, bars and clubs with my hair just out. You know, faded with designs in it. I love it. Nah. I love it so much. It's so freeing. I don't have to worry about buying another wig, ordering some bundles. I don't have to worry about none of that. Putting a perm in my hair. I don't have to worry about even the naturalista side of it. Like, all those products. Like, it's just so much to just really learn your hair. So you can just cut it off and rock it low.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really feel like my hair gives me any type of liberation. So the movie to me is just like, okay, I can't relate.
Terms are so 2013. Stop doing that to yourself.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. Yeah, no, like, I don't see myself. I'm not about to hate on it.
I'm not hating on it. I'm saying it's not good for you. Like, stop doing that. Stop putting that those chemicals so close to your brain.
I think that you can maintain healthy hair with a perm. I do.
Oh, I have.
Like, of course, the chemicals are not, like, great for your body. But I still think, like, the head of hair can still be healthy. If you just take care of it, you're oiling it, you're moisturizing it accordingly, you follow in a regimen, it can still be, you know, healthy and look good.
I just don't see myself getting anything out of the movie. Like, I don't think it's going to do anything.
Me either. That's why I'm like, I can't relate. I don't feel that way. I don't, when I take my wig off, I don't feel liberated, and I don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm a woman. Like, I don't feel like that. I just feel like I'm taking my wig off.
But well, I mean, that's because you still have hair on underneath it.
Well, from the trailer, it seems as if people are treating her a certain way because of the hairstyles that she wears. So she wants people to treat her as she is, just who she is, like, regardless of the weave, the long hair. Like, she wants a man to love her specifically for her. And she wants people at her job to treat her a certain way, regardless if she has Caucasian-type hair, you know what I mean, or straight hair.
But I don't think people are that superficial about hair. What a man, yes, a man loving are. You has nothing to do with your hair. A man loving you, no, men don't even care about hair.
Men definitely care about hair. If you show up to, like, me, like, when I was going on job interviews, like, I had to buy a fucking wig because I showed up to a couple job interviews and people were looking at me crazy when my hair faded. Like, they just judged me. Now, I don't know exactly what they were judging or, you know, making me out to be. I don't know. But they, like, you could see just something in their eyes. Like, oh my gosh, like, your hair is cut off. What the hell?
Okay, so does that not kind of, like, negate the purpose of wanting people to just treat you away? I'm not saying that you have to wear your hair straight or anything. I feel like you could wear your hair however the fuck you want to. But, I mean, if you make a drastic change, I feel like that gives attention. So, it's like, is it negating the fact that you want people to treat you a certain way, but then you do something drastic? I don't know. I don't feel no way, again, about the movie. I'm going to watch it just because it's the non-label, but I'm probably going to roll my eyes in.
I think it's going to be good. September 21st, Happily Ever After.
It's just a Netflix movie, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm not watching that.
Netflix comes with a hit, so I don't know why. I got some good movies.
Yeah, I'm not.
Netflix does.
I'll look forward to y'all telling me how it was.
But I'm so excited for Jessica Lange's return to American Horror Story or Apocalypse, which is their crossover between Murder House and Coven, which are the best seasons out of the franchise.
Oh, yes. So Stevie Nicks is making an appearance in AHF AS. Okay. So Stevie Nicks is going to be on the new season of American Horror Story, which she was in Coven. I'm so excited.
Barely
about that,
in Coven. I know they better bring Angela motherfucking Bassett back, because that was one. Like, she stole the show in Coven.
For sure. She was so. Oh, I'm just so excited. And I'm rewatching season one.
I just rewatched both of them.
Because I need to be prepared. Yes. So I really hope Gaga makes an appearance, though, because I loved her in Hotel. Hotel's definitely fashion. Top five for me.
You know what? I'm saying Hotel, too. A lot of people hate on Hotel.
I feel like I love American Horror Story, but the series has gotten worse and worse as the seasons go on. Like,
I did not
like this past season with the poll election thing.
I haven't seen it yet.
I heard it was nuts.
Like, they were doing some really crazy shit on that season.
I just didn't understand it. Like, the whole time I'm just like, okay, what is the plot? What is the purpose here? I didn't like that the season right before it, where they were, like, in the haunted house with the reality show.
Oh, Roanoke. I just got finished watching that. I loved it. Like, it was like,
and I think
I feel like I have to rewatch
a series inside of a series inside of a series. Like, that whole concept was dope as hell.
Yeah, and then what was this? Was the season before that Hotel?
I'm not sure.
Yes, it was Hotel.
So
Hotel was great.
Yeah, Hotel was okay.
It's scary as hell. That man with the screwdriver dick. Oh my god. God,
yes.
That was the very first episode. Like, that was horrible.
It was so much. And to this day, like, still don't know what the fuck that was.
It was supposed to be the addiction demon. So if you go to that hotel and you're like shooting up heroin, because that was the guy, he was shooting up heroin. So he just came out of nowhere and just raped him with a screwdriver penis. Like, what the fuck? Like, who is thinking of this shit?
Super crazy.
Yeah, some really twisted people in the writing room.
I swear, American Horror Story got some weirdos on their team, for real.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, though, but I am excited.
So. Well, this season better be good, because I've been disappointed the past two seasons. So
do you think the baby at the end of Murder House is going to be, like, the Antichrist or something? Like, what are our predictions?
Yes, I have read, because, of course, I'm like, any type of like spoiler I can get or anything that's going to give me information about it, I'm reading about it. So apparently the baby from Murder House is going to be the Antichrist, the demon baby.
Wow, this is going to be scary.
Yeah, this is the baby all grown up. Yeah, super crazy. So, but when you remember the end of Coven is when they opened a school for the witches. So like, obviously something's going to be going on with that.
They're probably
going
to try to stop the Antichrist or something.
I don't know. And then also Sarah Paulson is apparently playing two roles.
She is like one of the greatest actresses to me.
She is amazing. She was so amazing in Freak Show for the fact that she was two roles like next to each other. She's great, but
she is an actress.
She's great. So
Tammy is an actress too, because she's trying to pretend as if she doesn't want to marry Reggie, but I think this is just a fake ass storyline. Like, your ass is old as hell. So you know you want to be married.
Have you ever heard of self sabotage?
Yes.
That Tammy manifested in the flesh. If that man is telling you that he loves you and he wants to be with you, and he not only wants to be with you, he wants to spend the rest of his life and marry you. Who are you to tell him no? I'm sure he knows everything that comes along with being with you. I'm sure he's weighed all these options and he understands. Who are you to push him away because and tell him what's best for him? Like, I don't get her logic at all.
And he's also okay with her sucking the life out of him, because his ass be looking old as hell and just defeated.
He does.
Like, he's all meek and just quiet and just, he look old as hell for like a 32-year-old to me.
Tammy just needs to go ahead and marry this man. He loves her, and I completely agree. How do you sit there and... That's gaslighting. You can't lead this man on, because I've known that they have talked about marriage before. So you let this man on to want to marry you, then you gaslight his ass and say, oh, no, like, we shouldn't get married. Like, that's whack as fuck. I mean, granted, you are allowed to change your mind, but I just don't agree in this situation.
Well, she better do something. She's going to be alone.
Well, she's oldest. And then for the fact that this man is wanting to marry you and you can't even have children, that sounds terrible. But I mean,
and he wanted children too.
This man is, yes, and he wants children, but you guys have been trying. I don't know what's going on with that. But for the possibility that you cannot and he still wants to marry you, like, come on now.
Right. He loves your flaws and all, your evilness
that man
and
is
all.
Young. He wants kids. Yeah, because that bitch is mean.
Mm hmm. I would hate to be with her because she just seems vindictive.
She definitely is vindictive. Look at the way that she talked to
him. Well, yeah, that's true. So you have to first judge, of all, like, where is his mental state at?
No, y'all cannot compare how she acts in a cat fight with another woman that she's been going at it with for years and how she handles situations with
her man. That's like, true. But in general, like, her whole presence on television, it's just evil, like her whole persona. Like, she's always been a mean bitch to everybody. So she's just mean. She's a bitter
soul. She is
mean.
And I feel like if you're like mean, you're just mean. No matter who it's with, you're mean.
Yeah. If you can go there, then who's to say she's not going to ever take it there with the person that she's in love with right now? Because people fall out of love all the time.
Right. And be mean. So.
Right. Well, let's talk about this rumor between Ellie Ma and Kehlani. So do y'all think they're really secretly dating?
So I woke up this morning to a text from my friends saying that they were dating, and I was just in shock because since when is Ella May gay? Or I mean, lesbian? Is it lesbian or gay?
Same thing, I guess.
Or is it homo? I didn't know if homosexual just had like a male, if it was male or just female. I don't know. There's just so many terms in the LGBTQRZ in the
girl
in the community.
You about to offend the community in a minute.
It's so many different terms, but yeah. So I was like totally shocked. Like, wow. Like, there's just about to be so much scissoring and singing going on. SNS.
I woke up and got on Twitter and seen Kehlani addressed it. So she shut it down before I even knew it was a rumor. I was like, oh, people are saying that. Who gives a fuck if they
were? I mean, she could be lying because Kehlani's always been bisexual.
She could be lying.
I don't think that like anybody cares. Like it's not like a big deal if they are. It was just, you know, it's just like finding out about a heterosexual couple. Like, oh, they're dating. Like, it's the same thing for that. Like, oh, they're dating. Like, those are two, like, of, like, people's, like, favorite singers. So, of course, you know, that's going to be the talk. But I just didn't
LMA
know.
Doesn't give me lesbo
she
vibes.
She definitely gives me lesbo vibes. She's so boyish. Like, the way she carries herself and, like, talks and interviews, it just seems really masculine to me.
What? This is,
I've never
she does
that.
Not seem feminine to me. Like, she does not have, like, a feminine essence. She's just really, really boyish to me. I mean, just because you're a tomboy don't mean you're gay, of course. But in this case, when I've always seen her, even in the Buddha video when she was next to a man, it just seemed like, seems like you like girls.
I never, ever in my life thought that. Like, her chemistry between men and her music videos is... And my thing is if you're homosexual or lesbian or gay... Why wouldn't you have a woman in your music videos? Why do you keep having men?
Because a lot of people in the music industry are gay or bisexual, and they're embarrassed about what the public would think of them. They feel as if they need to make it first before they announce that, you know, they're interested in the same sex.
So then if you do make it and you're interested in the same sex,
that's when they'll
start having...
Right, that's when they'll start revealing things because they already made it.
But so do you think that they'll ever have a music video with their same sex?
I've actually never.
Yeah, Janelle Monae did it.
Well, yeah, she did it. But I never seen it between guys.
Oh, she did? Wait, Janelle Monae is lesbian, gay, homosexual.
Yeah, Tessa Thomas is her girlfriend.
They had a whole video with vaginas. So it's definitely, I don't think it's as shunned upon in the music.
Like, nobody is shocked nowadays that anybody is gay or bisexual. Nobody is.
Yeah, so
shocked.
I'm like, in the
unless,
yeah,
I'm
in the
sorry.
Music industry, I don't think it's that
unless
serious.
It was like Drake or like somebody of his status to be gay. I think that would be shocking to like a lot of people. Like if Offset was like, I'm gay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is too much for me. Like, I'm just finding out so much today. Wow, this is just all shocking. I wonder if I'm LMA's type.
Now that you said it, Jasmine, I can't see it. She might be a little curious, but I mean,
but aren't we all?
She never gave me like full blown Kehlani.
Mm-hmm. But Kehlani, yeah, she's been like in a full blown relationship with a woman at one point, so she's probably skilled and is throwing her little vagina magic over there. So who knows?
I never in my life.
Might be turning her out.
I never got lesbian vibes from my sis, ever. But like I said, hopefully I'm her type. Hopefully she spots me on the crowd.
Oh, she has a concert you're going to soon?
No.
Oh, you're just talking in general.
Yeah. Bitch is just manifesting. Yeah. You're manifesting there. With
well, she was just here in Dallas, and somebody I know like saw her at the freaking mall, which I'm pissed about because I wanted to see her at the mall. So yeah,
I'm sure celebrities are always down here. You girls are lucky.
Yeah, we've met a couple people at the mall before. We met Monice at the mall.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we met her with her homosexual
with
gay
AD
lesbian. Yeah,
AD be looking like a man to me sometimes.
Three.
Like, you can't tell that she's a woman off bat.
I'm just saying all three because I don't know which one it is, so I'm gonna keep saying all three. I'm freaking pissed. This necklace I found this cute, like, full diamond, like, letter pendant necklace,
But it's $100, like, just for the letter A.
That's cute. That sounds cute.
Yeah, I think it's so cute when you have, like, the like your letter of your name on your, like, in a necklace. I just think that's so cute.
Agreed.
So, but, yeah. Again, I was on Twitter, like I'm always on Twitter. And there was this video of Brittany Renner. Y'all know we talked about her last week when she bamboozled us all.
Girl, with that porno that did not come to fruition. Yeah.
But you know what? As I'm seeing more videos from her, I could actually see that happening. Like, talk about a sexual liberist, like, on her free, what is that word?
Free the vagina. The vagina monologues.
Like, free spirit animal thing. Okay.
I see like a feminist, but that's how feminists, you know. Yeah, think like speak. Just
free spirit animal cat type of thing.
Okay, so offer some context for our listeners and myself because I need a refresher on what was all being said in that video.
She said, "Okay, go ahead."
No, go ahead because I just have so much to say. I want you to say it.
She said that she fucked 3 dudes in 1 week. And something about a yeast infection and something about...
Oh, she had a mean yeast infection afterwards. That's what it was. Oh, wow.
Well, she said that was okay. Or what did she say, Tati?
She was basically... She just told the story and she was just like how saying like, you know, yeah, that was a lot. But pretty much like whatever. She's just telling the story. And of course, men have so much to say about a woman's vagina, which y'all don't have a vagina. So you cannot tell me about my pussy if you don't have one. And of course you're going to get a yeast infection if you don't have sex with 3 men in 1 week. I mean you can get a yeast infection
with just one guy, like, because it a dick or a condom or your panties or a toilet paper, a body washer, detergent, all of these factors can throw off your pH balance. So for guys, y'all need to shut the hell up when it comes to the puss, because y'all don't know what's going on. You don't know. You think you know, but you don't.
Right. Y'all got so much to say, but y'all over here leaving bitches with BB and yeast infections, thinking y'all all good. Like, no, say you,
dirty my dick.
Nigga, need a monostat.
Yeah. But I will say the 3 guys in 1 week situation, I just don't feel like that's fair to do to your vagina. I think that's very mean to be allowing 3 different dicks
5 days in a week
in your vagina. Like, please spread them apart. Like, please. Like, that's a lot going on.
I mean, there's 7 days in a week. And out of those 7 days, I had sex with 3 guys. That's not even half. If she spread
so
it
what
out,
are you I'm saying? Like are you fine. Saying it's okay to have sex with 3 guys in 1 week or multiple guys in 1 week?
Why wouldn't it be okay if you have the options? You just don't have to overshare. That's people's problem. People overshare way too much. But I mean, we wouldn't know if she didn't tell us.
Even if we didn't know, she would still have done it, and that's still disgusting.
It's disgusting at the end of the
whatever
day.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it is whatever that's, you want to do. But...
I'm just so tired of these bitches and hoes using this whole free spirit animal shit as a way to just be a hoe and disregard, like, just disregard what it is to be a lady. You don't need to fuck 3 niggas in a week.
You don't. I don't care what like, nobody that's just say. Poor
you don't
hygiene.
Need that. But and I'm tired of feeling like women thinking that shit is okay. It's not. That's not cute, sis.
That's poor
it's
hygiene
not.
And poor mental health to just be and fucking 3 dicks in
and
1 week.
I'm sorry, you don't care about yourself. You don't. You can't respect your
she
body.
She probably got it all together. And whatever she want to do is what she want to do. I'm not judging nobody. I wouldn't.
You know what?
Men in a week.
I hate this
too
whole
much for me. But it's just
feel like it's okay to make an intelligent opinion about somebody else's situation. And I just feel like this situation
exactly
is ridiculous.
Is, opinion.
No, and opinions can be correlated with judgment. So. I don't mind when people judge, and I just feel like certain situations allow for judgment. And her putting out her business out there like that, she's being judged for a reason. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, of course, I feel like once you put anything out there, of course you're going to be judged. You have to be a realistic, and people do judge. But again, that's not my vagina. I don't care. I wouldn't have told anybody. But
I mean,
and you can't be surprised that you got to use.
Yeah, I don't care about her vagina either, but. You know, in regards to the 3 dicks, yeah, we need to talk about it.
And I looked up like a couple of her other videos And I just, like,
she's obnoxious. I just think she's extremely obnoxious.
And at the end of the day, I mean, everybody's goal is not to get married, but just know that no man is ever in his life want to respect you, nor want to deal with you if he knows that you are, if you are willing, that you have had sex with 3 different men in 1 week.
Out here, thotting and bopping.
Men don't like stuff like that, and they definitely don't like a woman that puts that out. Like, men do not like that, and I'm not saying we have to live our lives for men, but
I'm not doing anything that I'm doing for a man.
Absolutely. Okay,
that's why I just said, like, no. That's why I literally just said, I'm not
girl, you cleaned it up, you cleaned it up.
But I'm just saying, like, nobody, like, that's just not cute. I don't care, it's not cute. That's sexual liberation. I can fuck 10 niggas in one day. That shit's not cute. I can't, like, that's just it's just not.
I feel like you have to be going through something mentally and emotionally to just be taking multiple dicks back to back. Like, and something just, is wrong.
Why do you have to go that far with a person and give them that piece of yourself and that much of yourself and your body? Like, what is up with just chilling and talking to somebody? Why do you have to go so far as to have sex with them? Like, you should only have sex with people that care about you. Like, or not even that. Yeah, I'm not even going to say that.
She should have just kept it to herself. That's all.
I mean, that's either all. Way, she still did it. So, whether you do it behind closed doors or you tell people, you still shouldn't be doing it. And I just really hate that, like, people are putting this stigma out there that it's okay to do things like that, because it's not. And I feel like,
and then people are putting the stigma out there as being slut shamed and criticized if they do decide to do that. So it's two stigmas.
What is the slut shaming thing? Like, why can't people talk about three niggas? Yeah, like women, what is wrong with wear, like, slut shaming? Like, no, okay, there's levels to slut shaming. Like, clothing, no big deal. Like, nobody cares about clothing in this day and age. But you admitting and putting it on social media that you're taking 3 dicks in 1 week, you took it to another level.
If you think that it's okay for you to laugh and joke about fucking 3 niggas in 1 week and, you know, faking a sex porno and laughing about getting a yeast infection and stuff, then, yeah, you deserve to get slut shamed, because you're using your body
for clout. Like, to chase just, clout.
Yeah, so, yeah, you should be slut shamed. That's not what your body is for. Your body is a temple. It's not for you to be joking about having porn videos and laughing about a yeast infection. Like, and no.
Ashley went so old school right now.
I mean, because my thing is, you wouldn't say that to, well, shit, she probably would say that shit to her grandma. She clearly don't give a fuck.
No, she doesn't.
I don't know. My thing is, I feel like, yo, like, would you say that to a family member? Like, would you let your grandma know or your mama, like, yep, I fucked 3 niggas in 1 week? Like, no, they would be disappointed in you. They'd be like, why would you feel the need to give yourself to 3 different men like that? And then if you're doing that reoccurringly, that means in 1 month you fucked 4 to 12 niggas in 1 month.
I mean, not they're the same guys.
Yeah,
I mean, then you always got
the
that.
The way she roll, it so. Don't seem like they be the same. She seem like she do whatever she want to do whenever she want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, well, see, I'm torn on the whole sexual liberation thing, because I just feel like some things are outrageous, like this whole thing. But then on another hand, I think it's okay to make a decision for yourself, like a clear, concise decision for yourself, whether or not you want to have sex with somebody who doesn't necessarily have feelings for you. So I'm torn. It's up in the air.
Yeah, I don't really care about no other woman's vagina. My thing is, just don't overshare. That's why everybody doesn't know everything. Some shit you should just keep to yourself.
Okay.
And that's that.
All right. Well, are y'all ready to get into the main theme of today's episode, which is family dynamics? Because I feel like we've been talking about this episode for a long time, and we almost posted it a long time ago. And, like, our listeners are like, where is this episode at? And it's just been sitting here. But we're going to do it today.
Yeah, so let's chat.
All right. So I first wanted to kick off this discussion by asking y'all, as we journey through our 20-somethings, how do you feel about family? Like, how important is it to you?
Well,
family is important, but I have noticed, like, you know, everybody in your family has their own family. So with me, family is important, and I wish I was more consistent with my family and would, like, you know, check in and do that. But it's like everybody is living their own lives. So family is important. It's like I need to do that. So because when I get older, I want to have a family of my own, and I want, you know, my family to be involved with my family. So I'm just, as I'm getting older, I'm like, okay, let me make sure I reach out and do these things and do these things, because everybody's living their lives. And I think we get caught up in ourselves that we forget about our family and like what they're doing and what they have going on.
Yeah, I see that. What about you, Ash?
I mean, I definitely think family is important to me. I think it's kind of hard to balance like work, and then like you're supposed to like eat healthy, and then you're supposed to work out, and you're supposed to read books, and then you're supposed to read the Bible, and then like you got to keep up with your shows, and then also keep up with your family and like attend barbecues and like holidays and stuff. But then it's like the holidays are also when you have off work, so then you and your friends want to take a trip, and so it's just a lot. Like being 20 something is like so hard. I feel like once you're younger or older, like things get easier just because you don't have as many options. Like of course when you get older, like it's easier, like the whole family dynamics thing, because then you're not doing those same, like you don't have as many options when you're younger. Like you're not right. gonna want to go out on a Friday or Saturday like how you were when you were 22, so you know, then that's more family time. So you know, I think like this is like the hardest like time in our lives, like from like 21 to like
30, probably.
Yeah, like 32 or something like that. Like that decade is going to be like, you know, the hardest, just because you are trying to balance all those things. And then some of those priorities, they'll start to fall off as you get older, you know?
Yeah. Like they'll start to level out. Like different things that once were important aren't necessarily as important as they are now.
Exactly. Exactly. And so then you'll have more time for the family. So I think right now is the hardest for sure. Trying to just balance everything, and like, you know, I try my best to be present. I definitely try to visit my family like at least once a week, but then it's like in the midst of doing all that, then you still have to have some like some you time, like me time,
right?
Or else you'll go crazy. So yeah, it's rough,
right? I'll say for me, family, my immediate family, I should say, like my mom, my dad, my sister, those are the most important people to me. Like, those relationships is hard to disengage from. Like, I feel like we're in constant communication. So, but everybody else, like, you know, cousins and, like, aunts and uncles, I don't feel like they're that important. Like, as I've gotten older and I start seeing people for who they are, I just realize that I don't agree with certain behaviors and certain things that they do and say. So, me distancing myself from my like extended family is just no big deal. Like I even came to a point where I was on Pinterest, you know, planning my wedding with no man. And I was just thinking about the guests. I'm like, ooh, it's going to be like a really small wedding because I'm not inviting everybody. Like I'm probably going to invite 30 people, maybe less. So
wow, that's crazy, because I'm like the exact opposite. Like
I want a really small intimate wedding with people who actually love and care about me, because people can be family and not really care about your best interest. Talk about judging. Yeah. They would judge you for things that are is out of your control. So I just, yeah, my family is different from a lot of people's. Like we don't have no kind of togetherness or cohesiveness at all. So you're pretty much just non-motherfucking factors.
It's crazy because I feel like as I get older, I find that it's more important, like, those relationships outside of your immediate mother, father, siblings, like, my cousins and my aunts and my, even, like, my, you know, families who they're married to. Like, my aunt's husband, he teaches me, like, a lot. Like, they're, like, an ultimate power couple. Like, they own multiple like rental properties, and like they have like side businesses, like they have multiple streams of income. So like when I go over their house or link up with them, like I'm constantly like getting knowledge and wisdom, and I would never just like I'm just the opposite. I don't know, I feel like it's important as you grow older to
have connections with like a lot of different people in life, because a lot of different people can teach you different things. And then, you know, I think it's important to be able to have people you can go to that offer a biased opinion about another relationship you have. Like, I don't know, like having multiple relationships have just always been important to me. Like, I've just always been that type of person. So I don't know. Where I think as when I was younger, I kind of just was more quiet and reserved, and I just kind of talked to who I felt comfortable around, which was people that I saw a lot, like my mom and my dad and my grandma. But now that I'm like more of an adult and I'm older, I kind of branch out.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think friends are for well, me.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with Jasmine. It was like that with me. Like when I was younger, I was, you know, tied in with my extended family, like cousins and things like that. But as I got older, and as we all have gotten older, we have all changed and we have all become different type of people. And yeah, you're my family, but you're not my type of person. So again, like you'll have to distance yourself from people because I don't agree with, you know, things that you do or like just how you live your life. And yeah, you're my family, but like we are not the same. Like I enjoy to be around people that are similar to me. I enjoy to have relationships with people that are similar to me or like, you know, have a mindset, you know, similar minds. But you know, people change and people grow and people become different people. So yeah, you're family, but it's not like, you know, I just don't have that with you. And I get that from my friends too. So
yeah. So do any of us ever feel as if family has hindered or stunted or disrupted our growth? Because every family brings the drama in some way and can cause just no peace, I should say. No peace at all.
Girl, my family know I don't play that shit. I don't do the drama. I don't like that. I don't want to hear about it. I don't put my name in it. I don't want to deal with it. But I don't feel like my family has hindered my growth or anything like that. If anything, I feel like they have helped my growth and helped me become the person I have become. Like, you know, you have family members where it's like, I definitely don't want to be like your ass. And then you have family members that are like, damn, like I hella want to be like you. So I don't think anything that I've dealt with my family has hindered my growth in any type of way.
I don't think that anyone, not even your family, can like hinder your growth. Like, I think everybody knows right from wrong.
But they can disrupt your world.
I don't think so.
Maybe cause a distraction, like if there's some drama going on.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can. I've had that happen.
I had people call my phone and, you know, they update me on like family drama and stuff going on, but I don't think it disrupts my life at all. Like if you allow something to come into your aura and disrupt it, then you allow that. But I don't know. I think you have a choice on what you want to let in and what you don't. So I don't think that's possible.
Well, when you're a child growing up, you sometimes don't have control over who's around you. So when I'm asking that particular question, I'm kind of gearing it towards that situation. Like growing up, who were the people that just distracted you? Or them not even being present caused the distraction? Because I was about to lead to the fact that, you know, most Black families growing up in America are without fathers in the home. Like, did that ever have an effect on us in any way?
Well, I think the three of us, we're all blessed in the fact that we did have fathers. I'm not saying that they were perfect. And I know we all have our, like, separate issues. Everyone does. But, like, I know I had a stepfather and my real father in my life. And I know your parents were married, Jasmine. I know they got divorced, but, you know, like, they were married. So, like, you know your dad. And then I know Tati grew up with her father, so.
Well, my situation, like, my parents, they got divorced when I was 8 years old. And my father, he decided to basically get another family. And although I knew him and he literally lived around the corner, I did not grow up with him being present, active for real. Like, I to this day, I feel like my biological father really doesn't know me as a woman. So I do feel like in some ways that stunted my growth, and it him just being there, if he was active the way he should have been, like a parent should be to their child, I feel as if I wouldn't have gone through some of the things that I've gone through. Does that make sense? Because dads are supposed to protect their daughters, like really protect their daughters. They're supposed to sift out the guys that are coming their way, you know, get to know them, check them out, you know, and make a judgment, that word judgment, about them, you know, because he's a man and he can, you know, read another young boy. And I did not have that. And I feel like me not having that really caused some instances in my life that I just don't appreciate.
I think with me, yes, I grew up with my father, but my parents had split up when I was about 15. And I definitely believe that as a young woman, like, of course, when you're younger, you want your daddy in your life. Like, and my dad was very active. But once I hit those teenager years, I was living with my mom. So it wasn't, you know, didn't have that two-parent household anymore. So I kind of feel like our relationship severed after that. And I feel like I did miss a bulk of having your father in your life in your teenage years, which I wish I would have had. Because I went 15 all the way until now, which is 10 years later. I'm 25. Is that 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 10 years later, you know, like those teenage years, like I was not with my father. I didn't have that two-parent household. So I don't think he was like actively in my life as he was previously when my parents were together. And then with my dad, this is going to sound, I don't know how this is going to sound, but he has multiple kids. I'm his third kid. So I just feel like my dad has so many kids so he didn't have that opportunity to just focus on a family, because you have to worry about me and then you have to worry about these three you have back here. So it was just like, okay, you have way too many kids to be like an active present father. And I felt like that's why I don't want to date men with kids, because I need, once my kid comes around, I need my kid to have your undivided attention. I don't want my kid to feel like they need to share their father.
Mm-hmm. Well, but then you're going to have more than one kid.
Well, yeah, with the same man, it's like we're going to have the same household and I'm going to have multiple kids, but these kids are all going to be by the same, like have the same parents. It's not like no type of separation is what I'm like trying to get at.
Mm.
If we could change relationships within our family, in our families, what relationships would you change?
I think the relationship between my mother and my grandmother has always been a tumultuous one. From as long as I can remember, like, they have just, like, you know, not really gotten along. And I think my mom was hurt by a lot of choices that my grandmother made. And I've been hurt by a lot of choices that my grandmother made. Like, she's like, I don't even know how to describe it, but I don't let her in my... When I say, like, I don't let people disrupt me, this is what I mean. Because, like, my grandma, she makes malicious decisions. And she, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't have your best interest the way a grandmother should. And so, for me, I don't let her in. Like, she doesn't get anything from me. Like, she try to start something or, like, you know, she try to, like, I don't let her get that. So, that's what I mean by, like, I don't let these people disrupt my life. Like, she'll do some shit and I'll just be like, I'm cool. Like, you're not going to get no reaction out of me. And so, so I would say I would want that for my mom, because I think, like, my mom didn't really have a mother, like, or a father growing up. She really, like, raised herself. Like, my aunt raised her. And so, I would just want that for her so she can, like, heal, because, like, not having parents, like, affects you. Like, that's, like, a big deal.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it really is. I would choose that relationship just for the benefit of my mother, like, just so she could, I don't know, like, it's just something about when something is finally right and you feel like you heal from it, it kind of, like, opens your heart, and it's almost revolutionary to where you just feel like you can breathe differently. Like, I don't know if I'm coming off like too storytelling-y, but
closure, like your mother needs, like, closure with whatever situation is going on with your grandmother and her,
and you just feel like, oh, like, okay, great, like, this is not heavy on my heart anymore. Like, now when you have situations that are really weighing you down and feel heavy on your heart, and then when you finally close that chapter and you feel better about it and you can move on and it doesn't affect you anymore, you are a completely different person.
Right.
Like, 100%. So that's one relationship that I would mend for her.
That's funny you said that, because I actually want the same for my mom and my grandma. Because I know my mom has a lot of resentment towards her mother because of growing up. She was put in just a dangerous situation with my grandmother's boyfriend. And it seems as if, from what I'm told, when my mom tells me her truth, that my grandmother allowed certain things to happen to my mother and her sisters, and there was, like, no protection. I mean, it's crazy because now my grandmother is older and sick. So it's hard for her to take care of herself. So she's dependent on the same daughters that she didn't take care of, if that makes sense. Yeah. So it's just a really finicky situation. Like, everybody has resentment towards her, but at the same time, they have to take care of her. But I would also say, like, the relationship that I would want to repair the most or heal the most would be me and my own biological father. Like, my stepfather, he's amazing. Like, he really has filled the void, but it's nothing like your own father, you know, the you come from. So just wish that, I hate that we're not close. Like, I just really wish that we were close and he was that father to me that a girl should have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. An absent father definitely does take a toll on women and men. But a relationship for me that I would want to, like, have a better one, I can't think of one. I just feel like what relationships I have are, that's just what they are. Because I feel like if you want to mend something or you want to build something, you always have that option. So I feel like if I'm not seeking any type of relationship with anybody that I want to change, then I, you know, subconsciously I don't want to, because I, you know, you can do that. You can reach out to people, you can do those things and try to build that. But for my mom, I wish, like, her and her sister, you know, my mom's a twin. So, like, and my mom lost her mom when I was 8. So my mom was probably like 29 or something like that. So yeah. So once my grandma passed, it was just my aunties, like my mom and my auntie, it was just them. So now that they have fallen out, it's just like, I talk to my mom about everything. I'm like, girl, I wish you had your sister to call. But that's a relationship I definitely wish could be mended. But with me, I don't have that yearn for a relationship to be mended. Because again, if I wanted it to be mended or I wanted it to be something, then I would try to make that happen.
Sometimes it's out of your control. So maybe that's just
something I could sit back and reflect. Yeah, I do. I agree it is. But I feel like, you know, all you can do is try.
I mean, I try, like, all the time. But like the situation with my dad, like, he's just, I don't know, he's just, like, weird. I just feel like parents should be parents to their children, if that makes sense. I'm trying to talk in code, but I guess it's really not coming across right.
No, that's why I always just say, I see how I was raised, I see how my parents were, I see how my parents are. That's why it's important to me, like, when I decide to have kids, I want to be the best parent, because I know what I was missing and what I wish my parents would have been like. I want to be that way for my kids. So I feel like if you didn't get that, like, you always have that chance to get it, give it to your kids. So yeah, that's how I like to think.
That's
like,
why,
you know, I'm able to provide that for my kids.
Exactly. And although my parents, you know, were married and unfortunately got divorced, but that's why I'm, like, so hell-bent for myself never to have children outside of a marriage, because I don't even want it to be a situation where the father could just, like, walk away. Because I would hate for my daughter to not have a strong relationship with her father.
Yeah. Or her mother.
Well, if she's my daughter, that's not going to happen. We're going to be best friends.
Yep.
Two peas in a pod. So, well, yeah, let's talk about that. Like, what's some of the things that you're carrying on to your future family that has been instilled in you, or what's some of the things that has been negative in your life that you definitely would try not to do with your, you know, future children?
I'm not putting my hands on my kids. I do not believe in spanking, so I'm gonna just put that out there.
I disagree.
Yeah, so what I wouldn't do is put my hands on my children. I feel like, not to take it there, but violence is a thing that was passed down to us from slavery. We felt like if somebody got in trouble or did something, that the way to punish them was through hitting them, because that's what slave owners did to us. However, that's not the way you handle things, is by hitting someone. Like, there's other ways that you can teach your children right from wrong. So I definitely won't be doing that. I don't have a very I don't have an emotionally intelligent family. Like, my family does not know how to communicate properly when they're feeling something. They like to get angry a lot and yell and scream and call each other names. And, you know, that's not how you handle your emotions and your feelings. Like, so I would definitely I want to teach my family how to properly communicate with one another. Like, have y'all ever seen, like, on TV, like, when they get upset and, like, they just talk to each other about it and why they're so upset? And, like, I don't like to use white people as an example, but I'm just speaking to what I've seen. It just seems like when white people like come to each other and finally like talk it out, they just like talk it out and squash it. I'm not saying they don't get upset with each other as well and yell and scream, but I just always see them like finally sit down and have a conversation. Whereas in my family, I've just seen like, okay, we won't speak for years or something like that. And I don't think that's appropriate.
Yeah, that's fucking absurd to me.
You can disagree. Yeah. And it's like, why are we family and we're not speaking for years, or we're not speaking at Thanksgiving, or I'm not coming to Thanksgiving because you're there. Like, that's absurd.
Yeah.
So I definitely wouldn't pass those on. And just like violence, and like I said, putting hands on each other and just being emotionally intelligent.
Girl, I definitely think a spanking is necessary sometimes. Like, some situations, you need to pull a belt out and spank a child.
I just feel like there's other ways you can discipline a child.
I mean, there are other ways as well. I'll be using all of them. Like, you're going to time out. You're getting your ass whooped.
I just don't want to instill in my kid or have my kid think that, you know, if somebody upsets them or somebody does something wrong, your first reaction is to, you know, react to violence. Now,
I don't think that's what kids learn, because I didn't learn that. When I got spanked, I just learned, all right, I know this is a serious situation and not to do that. My mama and my daddy's not playing. So
I'm going to be honest. Yeah, it depends on your child. Like, for me, my parents never needed to whoop me, like, because I was the type of child where I didn't like to disappoint them.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute that I knew that they were upset with me and I did something wrong, that was all the lesson that I needed.
Well, I was a curious child. Like, I was trying to figure out stuff to do and doing things I wasn't supposed to do. So, like, for instance, I remember I got a spanking because I touched my daddy's rifle, and he would polish his rifle every single day. And he told me, I'm going to know when you touch my gun, so do not touch it. I must have got a chair from the dining room, put it in front of his closet, and climbed up and took that gun down, just being bad as hell. So I guess he found out my fingerprints were on it, and he whipped my ass, and I never touched it again. And I feel like
that was a lesson to learn
because what if I would have picked it up again? Like, oh, I didn't get in trouble that bad. Like, oh, he just yelled, whatever. And I couldn't shot myself or shot somebody else in the house. Like, some situations you have to rear a child.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. If my husband decides that he wants to do something like that, then you can handle that. Just don't be like extremely, but I'm
I don't think you
shit.
Should, you know, be causing bruises and they can't sit for days. Like, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
But they may need a little spank tank on the tippy tank sometimes. So,
something that I would do is just like, my mom always taught me to work hard. Like, when I was a teenager, like, if I wanted something, I remember my mom taking me to Sam's Club and buying a box of candy, and she made me go door to door and sell it and like get half of the money for the thing that I wanted to do. And she paid for the other half. So my mom definitely taught me like hard work early on. She taught me not to be lazy. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate myself, because it's made me like very ambitious and a go-getter. And like when I'm ready to, I will get off my ass and do whatever I need to do. And I think that's like what's allowed me to be successful in life, just her teaching me those things, like never handing me anything, but like making me work for it. And then when you work for it, you always feel like so much better about it when you get it. So I'm definitely going to like not hand anything over easy to my children, just because I feel like that's going to reflect how they are as an adult. So definitely hard work.
With me, when like how I was growing up, and I want to do this with my kids, things that I wanted or things that I needed, like my parents would always do for me, but they would always let me, you know, it's not like, oh, here you go. It's always, yeah, here you go, but you know, it's always a lesson behind it. Like, I'm not just about to give you this shit, you know. But I just feel like if I can take care of my kids and I can give my kids what they want, then I'm going to do that. But they're going to also know, like, you know, this, like, obviously, like, I can do this for you, but this is why I can do this for you, which is what my parents would do.
So it's like, okay, yeah, you're doing these things for me and you're getting me the things that I want, and I'm not being greedy, or because those are those kids, those spoiled brats. I was spoiled, but I was not.
Yeah,
a brat.
I was spoiled too, but I wasn't a brat.
Yeah, so I feel like you can, you know, do for your kids and give them everything that they want, everything that they need, but still instill lessons in them that this is the only reason why you're able to get this shit.
Right.
So if you want to be able to do that for your kids and your family, then this is what you need to do. So, but I don't ever want to like keep things from my kids because I feel like I'm not giving you that. You need to get a job and do that shit or work for that. Like, I can give that to you, but this is why I can do it, because that's how my parents did me. So
most definitely. If I have kids, hopefully they're girls. I do not want a boy. So I already said this before. I don't want a boy, but I would definitely take the open communication that my mom provided me with. Like, she really spent the most time with me. Like, me and my mom are so tight. Of course, you know, we have our mother-daughter arguments like everybody else, but she's always made it easy for me to talk to her about anything. I wonder if I should tell y'all this story. I'm gonna save it for another day.
Well, you already considered it.
Girl, I got caught with a boy. But yes, I'm gonna tell you.
That has never happened to
not
me.
Not like walked in on, but I was at his house and like my friend was trying to make it seem as if I was at her house, and it didn't quite work because my mama pulled up at my friend's house. But anyways, like, yeah, she just really kept the lines of communication always open, and she always trusted me. Like, even though, you know, I had situations like that, but she always trusted me to make the right decisions because she spent so much time talking to me and providing me with her history and things to look out for. Like, I really appreciate her being so candid and real and not trying to hide parts of her life that could teach me lessons, which, you know, her revealing them to me definitely taught me lessons. So definitely that communication and that trust. So I definitely want to have that with my future girls.
You might have a boy.
No, I rebuke that.
Oh my gosh. But I definitely want to bring open communication to my family, because I didn't feel like I was a sneaky kid.
I wasn't very at sneaky. All.
And I don't want my kids to be sneaky. I want my kids to feel like they can be honest and tell me things. And I didn't feel like that with my parents, especially my dad.
You know what? I also want to say that dependence. Like, one thing about my mom, no matter what happens to me, I know that I can depend on her. Like, she's always going to be there to bail me out, like, all the time. Like, she will make things happen for me if I can't, or I'm not in a position to make them happen for myself. So I really appreciate that. So I want to be that foundation, that rock to my future kids.
Well, we'll see who's going to pop out the first baby.
Hopefully a little Nyla Rose or Amina Grace. I'm waiting.
You are killing me with these double first names.
Amina Grace. I don't know about
Nyla
that one.
Nyla Rose. And if I have a third one, which I probably won't, it'll be Aja Dion.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow.
I love my name, so whatever.
I'm sure. Girl, what I'm sure if you got all three boys.
I'm sure Jonathan's mama loved his name too.
Girl, Jonathan.
I mean, I do somewhat got a boy's name picked out, and if I have a boy, I would name him after Nas. His name would be Nasir.
Wow, Jasmine, are we the same person?
Oh, shut up!
No, what the fuck?
You never told me that before.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard
that.
Means
I have a baby first.
Girl, if you have a baby first, I would still name my child Nasir if I have a boy. But God forbid, because I don't want him.
I really have never heard you say that, Taji.
It would be a nice middle name. I have it on my note.
I like Nasir James, but yeah, we'll see. Hopefully we'll not.
race to have the first baby.
Pop something at the coochie. So what's I said,
just know if y'all get pregnant right now, I will leave y'all at home and not feel bad about it.
Oh no, sis, this next planon ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, not till I'm 30. That's the plan. Okay, I want great. No kids in my 20s. But what's that quote, Tati Palooza?
Okay, so the quote is, I feel like I have to say it wise. Nobody wins when the family feuds.
Jay-Z.
I have a question. Are we not going to read the letter that was sent in to us?
Sure, let's read it.
Let me find it here.
That letter is long as hell.
Okay, which one? Because if you're talking about the one that we got in our DMs about the whole...
Yeah, about the Cardi B thing. When were we going to ever...
I mean, let's go ahead and address it. I really ain't, you know, thought my response out pretty well, but... let's take a stab at it.
Okay, so you're going to have to edit this because it's taking me a long time to find it. I think here it is right here. Okay. So she says, I love your podcast and it makes me so happy. I just started listening and I'm trying to catch up. I wanted to reach out because one thing that I heard in your episode titled, quote, We Clubbing, and another previous episode is that Cardi B isn't black. I'd love for you to discuss further. I feel like you believe, I'm guessing, we'll just say we believe African Americans are the only black people on this earth because I'm 100% Dominican. And although I wasn't born in the U.S., I identify as black. Granted, I agree that you can't turn it off and on, but I'm still black. More slaves landed in Latin America than they did in the U.S. And not all Latinos are black. I understand that as well. But when someone looks at you and people only see the fact that you are black, it doesn't really matter whether you were born in the U.S. or not. I just find it frustrating that the black experience outside of the U.S., if you speak a different language, isn't considered black. And I know these are your opinions and you're entitled to it, but just because some people ignore their roots, aka most Latinos of African descent, doesn't mean we don't get discriminated against or struggle in the same way that most black people in America do. Sorry, definitely didn't mean to rant, but I would love to hear more on this.
Sure. So who wants to answer this first?
So this has a lot of different moving pieces.
Definitely.
Okay, so the first she said that we believe African Americans are the only black people on this earth. Isn't that true?
We never said that. No, African Americans aren't the only black people on this earth. There's a lot of people of African descent that falls under the African diaspora, but there is a thing as African American culture. Okay, you know how Ghanaians and Nigerians, they have their own culture. Jamaicans and Trinidadians, they have their own culture. And even Afro-Latinas have their own culture. My issue stems from the fact when it's convenient to turn on and off your black experience. I'm not going to sit here and consider you just flat out black if you can switch up one day and be like, oh, I'm just Dominican. Sure, we might all come from African descent, but that definitely provides privilege when you're of, let's be real, of lighter complexion, of a certain hair texture. And if you speak another language, like, we're not in the same category. And that's keeping it real. So that's my issue, is when people find it convenient to turn it on and off, and you turning it on because you can get monetary gain.
Right. And I don't know, it just says, okay, I'm 100% Dominican, and although I wasn't born in the U.S., I identify as black. I don't.
That got me.
What does you being born in the U.S.
have to do with being black? What does being
born in the U.S.? You being born in the U.S. does not make you identify as black. There are people that are born in the U.K. that are going to identify as black because they come from African descent. Mm-hmm. So I don't think being born in the U.S. has anything to do with it. And I feel like if you're 100% Dominican, then you're 100% Dominican.
Then you're Dominican.
Yes.
Right.
Like, if you're Dominican, then you're Dominican. If you're Puerto Rican, you're Puerto Rican. If you're Filipino, you're Filipino. If you're African, you're African.
I guess maybe she's saying, because she might be a darker Latina person or Hispanic person. I don't know the different terminologies. But maybe she's saying because she may be darker than the average Latina that you see on TV and stuff. She doesn't reap those privileges that people get when they're not of just, you know, full-blown black. And that's just the facts. I mean, because I'm sure Hispanics have their own struggles. But right now in America, black Americans have been under attack since we arrived here on the boat. And let's just keep it real.
But can we just
go out there and say that, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I'll definitely agree with Jasmine. I feel like, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, she said more slaves landed in Latin America than they did in the U.S.
Okay.
I guess she's saying that means that, like, more Africans landed in Latin America, and therefore, like, the Latin community, like, of course, they started to, you know, reprocreate.
Maybe she feels as if we're trying to, like, separate people of African descent all over the world, but I think it's okay that we understand that all Black people don't share the same culture and do not share the same experiences. Right. And that's okay. Like I stated before, UK African people or African descent people to people that's actually born in the motherland, to people that are of dark complexion in the Philippines, to people that are of dark complexion in Latin America. We don't share the same experiences. We just don't. And that's okay. Now, we can be a part of the same descent, but
yeah. That's another thing that I was going to say. Can we all agree that the color of your skin does not make you like
Black?
Doesn't make
you Black at all. Like, so whether you're darker skin or lighter skin, it don't matter. Like, that has skin color has nothing to do with anything. I am of African descent. We all are, and we all have different skin complexions. So don't bring skin color into it. I know some really, 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 really fair skinned Black people or people of African descent. So that doesn't really.
And there's really dark Indian people. They don't identify as Black.
Right.
Exactly. So skin color does not make you Black. So let's just X that whole thing. Like, we don't need to discuss skin color. And then she said, I just find it frustrating that the Black experience outside of the U.S., if you speak a different language, isn't considered Black.
Ma'am, I don't think that it's not. Like, it's the culture, the language that you're speaking.
I was going to say, if you can be like of African descent and speak Spanish. We never said that wasn't a thing. Like, if you're of African descent and you speak Spanish and you say, nigga, I'm not going to look at you sideways. Like, if you're of, I'm just saying, I just feel like it's for, I don't think it's for people that are 100% Dominican, or if you're 100% Puerto Rican, I don't think that that's for you to say. I don't know.
I feel like when people that are up in arms about situations like that, or like, why don't you consider me Black, or why don't this, I honestly think it's just because they want to justify why they can bite off the culture, and that's just
that
real.
Too, and I also feel it stems from an insecurity. Maybe people of your, you know, cultural background, such as Dominicans, aren't necessarily accepting you as a full-blown Dominican, and then you have Black Americans on another side, African Americans, right, that aren't exactly accepting you as full-blown African-American.
Right. So you're trying to prove it on both sides.
You know, find your place and find your identity with your culture. But I don't know how a person would work that out, because I don't have those issues. I'll really have to sit down and think about your next move or offer you some advice. But I think we all gave a concise answer to her letter. So hopefully that's not your case, and, you know, you feel accepted wherever you want to be.
Yeah, and like I said, I just think at the end of the day, just because you might have minority struggles, like, I do understand that the people who have, you know, of Spanish or Mexican, I'm still trying to understand that, so I don't want to
sound Latina, let's just say Latina.
Yeah, just, okay, Latina, so under Latina is Mexican and Puerto Rican, and because I thought Latino was in itself, too. So I'm
no,
still trying to understand their whole...
Latin is from people in Latin America. So Latin America, in cases, a lot of, like, Brazil and... I don't know. Cuba is in, like, an island. So I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's we just have to get out the globe. Yeah. But and I don't know if they identify with one another, because Latin America is not anywhere near Mexico. And then under Mexico, you have all these different...
And then
so,
they're not near Spain either, but they might speak Portuguese. Right. So I don't know.
Exactly. So it's like, I don't know. It's all one big melting pot. But I will say that, you know, when I've gone to Mexico, they say nigga a lot. And, like, they be rapping it to you as if you're supposed to feel comfortable. And I do think that they believe that we're synonymous with
each
other.
And we're not.
But we're not. Like, just because we're both minorities and we're both brown skinned, that does not
make it okay for you to say the N-word. It's not okay for Caucasians to say the N-word, and it's not okay for Latin people to say the N-word,
Asian whether you're
Latin American or Asian or anybody. Like, you just haven't earned that. You don't get to do that. You haven't earned that. So I don't care who it is. If you're not Black, you don't get to say it. Like, and that's just that. I don't care how many Black dicks you take. I don't care if you feel like you're a minority. You feel like might have the same struggles. And yeah, we might have some of the same struggles, but this ain't that.
This ain't that. This ain't that.
No, and I said what I said. Okay.
Okay. So hopefully, you know, that gave you some clarification on where our stances are. But at the end of the day, we completely appreciate you being a listener of Loose Lips. So,
yeah. And everybody's entitled to their opinion. And I think we could kind of have this conversation all day.
Yeah.
It's good to talk about. And, you know, like I said, yeah, we can have this. Because, I mean, like, Amara La Negra, she was, you know, beating a dead horse when she kept trying to explain it. So, we could always have these conversations.
Right, she definitely was.
What you identify with and what you actually are, you know, that's always going to be a topic of conversation. So, it's still good to chat about. And
but I think when you do chat about it, you need to be secure in who you are. So, yeah, definitely send us another letter if you want to respond to this episode. Because we'll love to, you know, chat about it with you.
Yeah, so it's all good.
Sounds good. All right, so this was a emotional ass episode.
Very much so. So thank you all for listening. Let's see, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm _ Ashley Lachey.
And I'm Tati Palooza.
And I'm at Miss Jazz G.
Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to rate. Please share. That's what's most important to us right now is sharing, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to send in your suggestions on what you think we should call our loyal listeners. We don't have a nickname for you guys yet. And don't forget that the person whose name that we go with, we are going to send you a special prize. Don't forget to send in your bitch guess what stories.
Yes.
Don't forget to send in your listener letters. Anything you feel like sharing. We will read it on air. We'll keep it completely anonymous.
Unless otherwise, just say otherwise.
Yeah, unless you want us to share. And I think that's it. So we'll catch you guys next week.
I do have an announcement.
What?
You guys, it is Anal Pleasure Month.
It is. Ooh, real quick. How y'all feel about that? How y'all feel about anal playing anal sex?
I think we should save this for our fetishes episode.
Let's just say if we're here for it or not with no explanation.
Oh, okay. Well, anything my husband wants to do, we're doing. So,
what about you, Tati?
Yes.
Okay, I'm here for it too.
Okay. Oh my god!
So nasty. All right,
well, we're out this bitch.
Bye.
Right, everybody's bedroom smelling like shit.
Girl, bye.
Oh, right. That's terrible. Bye.
Exposing frauds all summer 18. Ignoring niggas' calls all summer 18. Get the bag and ball all summer 18. Traveling abroad all summer 18. Fuck it up all summer 18. In the club lit as fuck all summer 18. Henny double cup all summer 18. Yelling, no, you can't fuck all summer 18.